It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Paul Schlegel. Paul is Managing Director for Public Policy and Economics with the American Farm Bureau Federation in Washington, D.C. Paul, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to see you.
Let's talk about, we could talk about a lot of topical issues right now on Capitol Hill, but one that definitely affects producers and members is the topic of immigration. And when we talk about immigration, it's not just farming corn. I mean, there's so many things to immigration, so many little tentacles, if you will, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And if you think about it in terms of the labor that we need on our farms to milk the cows, pick the strawberries, get the livestock tended, it cuts across agriculture, cuts across regions, commodities, times of the year. And it's never more important than it has been now to make sure we get a solution that works for everybody so we have a stability in the sector, particularly when people are hurting so much.
I guess one of the questions before we start diving into this is, how in the world can you keep up with everything that's going on in that file folder of immigration?
Well, I pretend that I do, and I haven't been challenged yet, so it is tough. There's no question about that. If there's a saving grace, for instance, last night the Republicans unveiled their proposal. That deals with, in large degree, the question of the children, DACA. They call them the Dreamers. We at Farm Bureau don't have policy on that, so we follow it because it could affect the legislative process, but we don't need to delve into it because we won't be taking a position on that. Similarly, there are other policy questions the White House has enunciated. They have a four-pillar approach they've talked about. We care about border security, which is one of the pillars, but we don't get into the issues of chain migration and such. And so you kind of do a triage of what you're doing, and where it touches agriculture and it's important, there we focus, we throw our weight, we do the best we can for our members. So that helps a bit.
So let's tee this off with where we are now, the current situation. Obviously, we have an immigration program, a system that isn't working. So how do you define where we are now?
I'm not paid to be a pessimist. So because Congress has this on their plate, I'm optimistic, and I want to be as enthusiastic and aggressive as I can to get the best deal for our members. It is right now on the front burner on the House of Representatives. They are going to vote on a couple of proposals next week. One is Chairman Goodlatte's bill, which is a very, very sweeping piece of legislation that does actually have some agriculture components in it. The other is a bill that was just unveiled by the Republicans last night that relates to the Dreamers and some of the White House four pillars. That we're very happy that if they dispense with that, we then get a farm bill vote, and that's a key for our members. And so we're cautiously optimistic we'll get the House to support and vote out a farm bill. The Senate took action a couple of days ago in voting their farm bill, so we feel good about that. There's also been a commitment from the leadership in the House side that there will be a separate vote on agriculture guest worker programs sometime in the month of July. We don't know exactly what the bill is. We think it will be something Chairman Goodlatte's working on, but we're not sure. But we are encouraged that Congress and the House is turning their attention to a problem that we have been asking for a solution for a long, long time.
So when we talk ag and immigration, it's easy to bring up the topic of guest workers. First off, maybe we ought to define what we're talking about, because I think many of us, when we think guest workers, we're not really thinking, we're not all communicating on the same page.
That's a very good point. And people do have their own ideas of what that can mean. For us at American Farm Bureau, we have a policy that our delegates decided on that outlines the attributes we want to see in a federal program under which a farmer can bring in somebody to the United States for a limited amount of time to help them keep their operation viable. So for us, a guest worker today in agriculture, it's H-2A. That is a seasonal temporary program. It has a maximum visa term of 10 months. That doesn't work for a whole lot of agriculture. For instance, dairy is not even eligible because dairies, those jobs are year-round jobs. They're not temporary or seasonal. So dairy has no access whatsoever. You look at the mushroom industry in southeastern Pennsylvania, those are year-round jobs. They don't have access to that program. So even though there are some sectors, sheep herders, for instance, they have a special provisions under which they operate. But that the program H-2A, which is guest worker program, which is temporary workers, it tends to be expensive, it tends to be bureaucratic, tends to be inflexible for lots of growers. So we need either an entirely new program or we need to make changes in H-2A that are going to work for people. The other part of your question on guest workers, we have in agriculture today roughly give or take a million hired workers. It can be a little less, a little more, depending on the time of the year. A large part of those workers, a fairly significant proportion, probably are working under documents that are not authentic. The reason for that, some people look at farmers and say, you guys are the problem because you hire these people. If you look at the Justice Department website today, it outlines what a grower has to do when somebody wants a job on that farm. They must accept the documents they're offered unless they're obviously phony. That puts the grower in the position of hiring people that he might or she might have a suspicion are not legally authorized to work in the U.S., but that's what they have to do. That's what we want to change. We want to make sure growers have a legal, stable supply of workers that they know they can count on to get their crops out of the field.
We've identified where we are, some of the steps that need to be taken to get to where we need to go. What else is out there past this? Once we get, let's say Congress does come up with the solution, how do we maintain that system? Do we have any ideas on that at this point?
We do. The premise of your question is we're going to get there. We got a ways to go. The Senate took some votes early this year. They voted on stuff. The White House has weighed in on these questions. We have... If I had one message to send to your listeners, it's you got to talk to your members of Congress and tell them we can't leave farmers by the wayside. If you take care of dreamers, you've got to take care of farmers too. That overriding sense, we have to get that done. But into your question, in the long term, Secretary Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, just announced a couple of weeks ago he wants to establish a portal that makes it easier for farmers to get in H-2A. That's a very, very positive thing. And it also is indicative of the attitude at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They want to be helpful. They want to assist farmers. They understand agriculture. The program that H-2A operates today is run out of the Department of Labor. There are lots of hiccups that we have experienced with the department. A couple of years ago, visas were, it was tough at the border getting things done. We had one grower whose wage for a certain variety of apple was changed in the middle of the season. They had to go back and pay their workers a higher wage and back pay. Those sorts of things happen all the time. So we're very receptive to what Secretary Perdue is doing. Part of the reforms we are pressing for is to make sure that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is the lead agency going forward. So in the long term, we're hoping to get that change made.
And a final question. Seems like anytime we talk immigration, something else is thrown in with it. This idea of border security, is that playing a role at all in this debate?
Yeah, it is. And we at American Farm Bureau, we have policy. We care about border security. We had a labor conference internally several years ago in Arizona. And if you look at the border and the challenges the growers have, they're enormous. And so our members, our delegates, and when they set the policy, they're very, very sensitive to the needs of the nation in that respect. So we support tough border security. We don't have policy on a wall per se, but we do want to make sure that people adhere to the law and the law works for everybody. So we want a secure border as well.
Maybe some people outside of ag mistake this idea of border security as keeping people out necessarily, but could it also be that you need to protect those landowners on this side?
Oh, no question about it. As I say again, when we had this conference, it was the first time I'd been there on the border. It opens your eyes as to the challenges people have there. And one grower said and they were right on the border. One day there was a an individual had come across the border. They'd been in the desert. They needed something to drink, and the grower, being humanitarian, just said sure, and they gave him something to drink. Well, the next day there were about 40 people waiting for a drink. And so what do? You want to be open and you want to be kind to people who are in need, but you can't operate your home and your business when you know people, the word spreads, say, stop to this place and get something to drink if you need it. Those are the kinds of challenges that we want to see addressed. And but we're welcoming people, and we're going to stay that way even if we have a secure border.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your time and your work on this. And hope you can put this one to rest before the end of the year and move on to other things.
I do, too. And remember, for your listeners, contact your members of Congress. Don't leave ag in the dust. We need a solution.
Paul Schlegel is Managing Director for Public Policy and Economics with the American Farm Bureau Federation. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.